Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In New York, the guy who was involved in that crazy homeless person on the subway, Daniel Penny, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Daniel Penny manslaughter trial. The DA, Alvin Bragg, wants to ban the testimony on the crazy guy's psychiatric history and abuse of drugs before the subway chokehold death. Because they want to make this guy a bad guy. This guy was trying to help save people on that train. But Alvin Bragg wants to make him the bad guy. This guy never should have been charged, Daniel Penny. Never should have even been charged. And right now they're trying to stop. And remember, he's an innocent man under the law. So he's not guilty under the law. And what the prosecutors want to do is to try to not allow the psychiatric history of the crazy guy and the abuse of drugs and the crazy guys, which Penny's lawyers say he has a right to get because it's disclosure. And he's absolutely right about that point. But that's infuriating to me. And I just wanted to mention that to you, as well as 10 years and $3 billion for a new mail truck. You know how Kamala Harris loves electric school buses? And I think we said when she's drinking wine, she loves school buses. Oshkosh's, this is now the new U.S. Postal Service next generation delivery vehicle. They are electric vans, electric mail trucks, have delighted drivers since hitting the road in Georgia last month, according to the Associated Press. But ready? $5 billion investment to build these electric mail trucks. So when you think about the United States Postal Service, and you're probably going to have to get another stamp increase to pay for this, United States Postal Service says they pride themselves on being generally self-funded through revenue from the sale of stamps, products, and services. But they receive $3 billion from the Inflation Expansion Act. And they also have a pension system with a $50 billion unfunded liability for which the taxpayers may ultimately have to foot the bill. And so they have these electric vehicles and they spent $5 billion. $5 billion. And the company that built them is Oshkosh Defense. Everybody's getting rich off this stuff, I'm telling you, but we get screwed. The taxpayers, we get screwed. It's just amazing to me how that works. And I'll get into the whole thing with the Iran hacking the Trump campaign. I want to talk about this, too, because some in the media covered the story and some in the media did not cover the story. So I'm going to chat about that with you as we continue this hour. I just want you to know I'm not going to forget this. And the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. So there's some breaking news on this. He's denying his past online statements about this, about what he said in the past regarding. But I guess he was on some porn sites. And look, it's funny how the left, they love porn sometimes. They hate porn other times. I don't know. But this guy is in some hot water here over some comments that were made. However, he did put out a defense. And here, Matt, let me send this to you real quick. And we can, I think we have time. We could probably fit this in. He wanted to take a minute to address the latest allegations. So the allegations are that he was on these porn sites and he was black Hitler is how he referred to himself, apparently. That's what the allegations are. So here, let me shoot this over to you. Some people are calling for him to drop out in North Carolina because it's a must-win state. And if this stuff about him is true, or even if it's just enough of a distraction, it could hurt Donald Trump in North Carolina. So that's the problem right now for this guy. But the allegations around him, and apparently they had this stuff for a while. He's vowing to stay in the race amid these allegations that he was on these porn chat sites. And he says it's salacious tabloid trash, lewd sexual nature comments. He referred to himself as, or as a website called Nude Africa, and included a reference to himself as, Black Nazi. I said Black Hitler, but Black Nazi. And this is what he's saying now as his defense. So take a listen to what he's saying.
Hey guys, Lieutenant Governor Robinson and your Republican nominee for governor as well, of course. Well guys, the news media is at it again. My opponent is at it again. You all have seen the half-truths and outright lies of Josh Stein on these ads over and over again. And now a story leaked by him to CNN is appearing now. Let me reassure you, the things that you will see in that story, those are not the words of Mark Robinson. You know my words, you know my character, and you know that I have been completely transparent in this race and before. Folks, this race right now, our opponents are desperate to shift the focus here from the substantive issues and focus on what you are concerned with to salacious tabloid trash. We cannot allow that to happen. And folks, we've seen this type of stuff in the past as well. Clarence Thomas famously once said he was the victim of a high-tech lynching. Well, it looks like Mark Robinson is too, by a man who refuses to stand on stage and debate me about the real issues that face you. Instead, they want to focus on salacious tabloid lies. We're not going to let them do that. We are staying in this race. We are in it to win it. And we know that with your help, we will. God bless you. And we will see you where? On the campaign trail.
He's currently down 9 points, according to Real Clear Politics averages, and that's before this story. That's before the story came out. So that's what's going on right now, and I imagine that this is going to become a major story. He's denying the allegations. There's rumors. I don't know if they're confirmed or not that the Trump campaign wants him out of the race, but I don't even know. Matt, is there time to get him out of the race? I don't even know at this point now. It's September 19th. I don't know what the law is in North Carolina.
I would think there probably isn't, but I don't know for certain. Let me check.
I mean, they did that with Lautenberg in Jersey, so who the hell knows? You know, with Torricelli, they did that after the law. So it really just depends on, you know, if Democrats are in charge, they just change the rules. The Democrats are in charge in North Carolina, right? It's a Democrat governor, so... this could be problematic for Trump. We got to keep our eye on this one. No doubt about that. All right. So, okay. We got a lot more to get to as we continue. I'm as usual, the media is disgraceful with what they choose to cover and what they don't cover. But the issue of Iran and the hacking of the Trump campaign and the foreign collusion. Well, there you go. That's a big, big deal. And so I just want to make sure that we cover that as well. A little bit later in the show, I have a guest joining us. I think, yeah, he's going to join us about a little bit later. Okay. Just confirming the guest. We have a guest coming on. The Heritage Foundation has an inflation relief calculator. An inflation calculator to figure. Let me just jump in here for a moment. I'm distracted by Fox News. They're texting me right now about appearances, and I'm in the middle of doing the show. And whenever people wind up texting me in the middle of the show, I wind up getting distracted. So that's what's happening right now. I don't mean to be distracted. I'm just getting distracted because people are texting me, and I'm trying to be helpful. But Parker Shepard will be our guest on the Heritage Foundation's inflation calculator that they have created for you and your family to figure out just how much inflation is hurting you and your family. He's the director of the Heritage Center for Data Analytics, and he will be with us a little bit later in the show this hour. What a crazy show. Holy cow. My God, I need a drink, but I got more to go. But I got to tell you about it. Oh, Emmons Roofing. Yes, Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends at Emmons. They would love to take great care of you and help you. I tell you, when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why you need to trust Emmons. E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com. They're my go-to company. And right now they're offering an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, doors, and more. Trust the team at Emmons Roofing and Siding to do a great job for you, just like they've done a great job for me over the last 10 years in two different homes. Amazing stuff. I really respect the work that Emmons does. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And the 10% off inflation relief discount because they know how important you are to me. So go to EmmonsRoofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com. Do it today, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Man, one guy who could definitely use a drink is Governor Josh Shapiro, am I right? But he was denied booze because he didn't have his ID with him at a convenience store in Pennsylvania. He needs booze, though, because the bottom line is that he's dealing with a Democrat Party that is so anti-Semitic that he was not picked to be the running mate for Kamala Harris. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. So the governor signed this law and you could buy canned cocktails. I'm not going to be that guy and judge whether or not grown men should be drinking Surfside cocktails. I'm just saying, in my mind, it sounds like a very, very crazy thing. Surfside iced tea, it just doesn't sound fun to me, and I'm good. No thanks, I'm good. But you can now buy that stuff in convenience stores. But Shapiro went there and he didn't have his ID, and nobody bought booze for him. Nobody bought booze for the guy. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Buy the governor a drink. He's a Democrat. He's Jewish in a party that didn't put him on the ticket because he's Jewish. And thank God that, I mean, honestly, truly, thank God they didn't, because it'd be a much different race right now. It would be a much different race right now if Josh Shapiro was on the ticket. You know that. I know that. I saw earlier that on Fox News, they went up to Western PA and they were talking to all these guys in the fracking industry. And they were asking them over and over again, you know, do you trust Kamala Harris on fracking? Nope, they do not. They do not. They have no interest in that. They don't trust her. They said the whole region doesn't trust her. And why would they? Why would they trust Kamala Harris based on her flip-flopping on fracking? The answer is they wouldn't. So when Hillary Vaughn talked to a lot of these, I'm sorry, it was Lawrence Jones went up there and they talked to these voters about fracking, and the voters kept saying the same thing. We just don't trust her. Now, you're not going to win Pennsylvania if you cannot convince people that Kamala Harris is okay on fracking. But they're not, but the people that know, this is my livelihood. This is my job. I'm not joking around here, people. This is my job. They're not going to trust her on this. You know, working people, and this is the thing with the Teamsters, and it's the same thing with the other unions, the Pipefitters Union, Steamfitters Union, they come out and back Trump, and they say the same thing over and over again. The members all back Trump. So the Steam Fitters Union, the day after the survey was released, the Teamsters all back Trump. Guy goes on Fox and Friends this morning, and he says this. 60% support among their members. A Steam Fitters Union member announces that 70% of his members support Trump. So 60% for the Teamsters, 70% for the Steam Fitters Union. I mean, it's the working class, baby. It's the working class. Trump is the working class. He's the populist billionaire. And the working class people love him. And the Democrats, Kamala Harris, the working people understand she's not with them. She's not with them. Please.
I can tell you on my end, the Steamfitters have voted in the poll. We have a 70% return in favor of President Trump.
Why?
Well, everything that's gone on the last 4 years, an open border, inflation, gas prices, oil, mortgage rates. I mean, I can go on and on. The immigrants just getting into neighborhoods like the neighborhood I grew up in, which I mentioned last night. There. I have a daughter down there. She's afraid to walk around. And this is a neighborhood I grew up in. These are where people worked hard all their life to buy a house in a nice neighborhood. And now it's destroyed by illegal immigrants. And like I said last night, too, to David Muir and Lindsay Davis, those two hacks from the moderators from the debate, they don't have to go to Springfield, Ohio to look at mutilated animals. They could go to right in Queens in a federal park and you'll see them all over the beach. It's disgusting. It's bringing the property value down. It's just ridiculous.
Hey, don't think for a second. You know, I know people think that immigration is not a big issue in this race. It's a huge issue in this race for exactly what this guy just laid out. You know, I was expecting him to talk about jobs, but he went in there about the illegal immigration problem. I mean, don't think for a second that the illegal immigration issue is not driving people to say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Stop it already. You know the whole story about how the Iranians were hacking the Trump campaign and then they were sending them to Biden? You know that whole story about this? Maybe you don't. I don't know if you know. So the Trump camp said the Iranians are trying to help Harris win. And there's no doubt in my mind that they are. Why would they want Trump? The Iranians, first of all, it killed Soleimani, the Obama administration, and then the Biden administration giving Iran billions of dollars of cash, dropping cash on pallets. Like, hey, go get yourself something nice, Iran. Here's a bunch of billions of dollars on pallets. Go ahead. Go do your thing. Well, of course the Iranians are trying to help Vice President Harris win. Of course they are. And Margaret Brennan on CBS News broke this down, and they're hacking the Trump campaign and then passing the information on the Biden campaign.
Because there's some breaking news that is just coming in, and that is about Iran regarding their efforts to try and undermine the U.S. election. What do we know about what Iran is doing?
Well, Nora, U.S. intelligence just disclosed that this summer there was a hacking campaign by Iranian actors where they stole information from the Trump campaign and sent it to members of the Biden campaign. This is similar to that hack and leak operation we saw in August, where information was stolen that was damaging to the Trump campaign and given to journalists. In both cases, we don't have evidence the damaging information was used. But this is a loud warning by the intelligence community that as we get closer to the presidential election, we will see more actions by foreign actors to influence the outcome.
There is a lot of foreign influence in these elections.
No, there isn't. There's not a lot of foreign influence in these elections. There's Iran. That's it. Russia's a fugazi, and Iran literally now hacking into the Trump campaign and then passing the information on to Biden. There isn't a lot of election interference by foreign actors. Stop saying that. Give me a break with the twisting of those words and nonsense. It's way too close to dinner time for me. My blood sugar's too low. I don't want to hear this. This is the time of the show where, honestly, I start to lose my mind. You know what I mean? I know I can see the end ramp. It's coming. I can see it. It's not far off. But in the meantime now, I'm getting hangry. I'm getting hangry. So don't give me this nonsense. No, I'm not going to eat Kamala's coconut ice cream from Ben & Jerry's. Ben & Jerry's is garbage ice cream. It really is. I'm going off on a tangent here. Just bear with me for a second, please. They put liquid sugar in there. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Stick with the good stuff. I like Bassett's ice cream because, you know, it's Philly. It's local. A lot of good ice cream shops around here. But also, too, there's a lot of mom-and-pop ice cream stores. Try to patronize them whenever you can. Ignore that chain Mumia-supporting Ben & Jerry's with their I fell out of a coconut tree ice cream for Kamala Harris. All right? Yeah, as hangry as I am right now, I wouldn't eat that. No way. Do you know what else we got to deal with in my house tonight when I get off the air? I got to deal with a lice outbreak. That's right. A lice outbreak. That's why I had to do the show remote today, because I may have lice. Because my daughter had lice, and now everybody probably has it. This is my life. This is the glamorous life of an afternoon drive major market talk show host in the top 10 market in the country. This is I know you want to be me when you grow up. I get it. I do. I understand. I really do. But this is the life. Yeah. You see me on Fox News. It all looks so good. It's so easy. Takes a lot of makeup, a lot of hair. And tonight, a lot of lice shampoo. And we got to scrub the pillows and the blankets. And I'll tell you what the problem is that because of the stupid rules on washing machines and drying machines, they can't get hot enough to kill anything. Bed bugs and lice and everything else. Yeah. Trump's going to fix that. That's why I'm voting for him. I don't care about any other issue but that. That's my number one issue. Everybody has their issue. I'm a single issue voter. I just want appliances that work. Make appliances great again. That's my MAGA. Make appliances great again. Make dishwashers hot enough to clean the freaking dishes. Make washing machines hot enough to kill bed bugs and lice, and dryers hot enough to also do those things. It's not that hard. Make shower heads that actually clean my body. Yeah, I want a rainfall shower. And I don't want the little dinkly trinkles. No tinkles. I want to feel it, baby. I want to feel the power of the rainfall shower on my body. Make appliances great again. MAGA. That's my one issue. I don't care about anything else. Economy, crime, immigration, world peace. Those things don't matter to me. As long as I get my appliances. All right? And I want to keep my gas stove. I want to cook with my gas stove. So all those other issues do matter to me, too. I'm hangry. This is what happens. I'm hangry. Don't take me seriously right now. Somebody's going to send a tweet or an email and be like, I can't believe the only thing you're voting on are appliances. It's not the only thing. It's just my main issue, my main driver. I want to cook on a gas stove, get my dishes really dirty, load them into a dishwasher that actually cleans them. I don't think I'm asking too much. I'm sorry, there's a couple more seconds left on this clip about Iran hacking the Trump campaign.
Be on guard and watching it and reporting on it. Margaret Brennan, thank you so much.
That's it. That's all there was. Just we have to be on guard, Margaret Brennan. We have to be on guard for all the foreign election collusion and interference. No. It's just Iran trying to do this stuff. But you know who did not report on that last night? You know who didn't report? ABC News. According to our friends at Newsbusters, just ahead of the evening news, reports broke of an Iranian hack targeting the Trump campaign with hacked materials, then forwarding them to the Biden and Harris campaigns. The intrusion was reported by CBS and NBC as an afterthought tacked onto other coverage, and ABC omitted the story altogether. ABC didn't even cover the story. Are you shocked by that? Is anyone shocked by that? No. And of course Iran wants Vice President Harris to win. Of course she does. You understand why, because she would help Iran, and she's not going to stand with Israel. You know, I got to be last night at the ZOA of Philadelphia, the Zionist Organization of America Philadelphia chapter, and I received an award. Me and Dom Giordano received the Journalist of the Year award. It was a fantastic honor, tremendous honor. But I heard a lot about anti-Semitism. You know, and Josh Shapiro, if he was able to get a drink yesterday at that convenience store, that guy needs one. He's in a party that is allowing anti-Semitism to fester to the point that they didn't pick him to be the running mate. Trump is doing these anti-Semitism events, which I think is great. And here's something else. They know that Kamala Harris is going to stand 100% going to stand with Iran over Israel. We know that. I know that. You know that. No doubt about it. So If you're Jewish, you got to think about these things. You really do. You got to think about these things. You have to think about who's going to back you, who's going to have your back. And Trump is the guy. And I heard this last night from several of the speakers. Trump's the guy that moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which mattered a lot, to the people of the state of Israel. We're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of October 7th. If you can believe that. So I'm just letting you know this is very, very important. Oh, my buddies, you know, this is amazing here. Kamala Harris is, I mean, she's the worst. She's just the worst. Trying to be cute, trying to be coy. Oof.
You know, I was the first person to be a woman attorney general of California. I was the first woman to be elected district attorney of San Francisco. I was the first person of color to be elected attorney general of California. Whatever. First. Welcome to the Role Model Club. It's tough. Being a part of the Role Model Club means being in a room where sometimes you may be the only person who has had the experiences you've had.
Oof, man, is that not just cringy? This, by the way, is the top story of the day today, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, veneriadental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, veneriadental.com. She's so unlikable. She's so unlikable. I don't get it. But here's the thing. They keep telling us inflation is gone. Inflation's over. Is it? Is it really over? I have a guest joining me next, the Heritage Foundation. They've done their inflation calculator. Do you want to know how much inflation is affecting you and your family? Well, it's very easy to do because the Heritage Foundation has a way for you to figure out exactly how much inflation is hurting you and your family. And I got the way for you to calculate it. Well, I got the guest who's going to break it down for us. I'm very, very excited to welcome to the show Parker Shepard from the Heritage Foundation. So if you want to know the truth about inflation, if you want to know whether inflation's real, if you want to know whether or not Joe Biden's victory lap on inflation is totally 100% a fugazi and that we should not be celebrating because inflation is still hitting us hard, you're going to want to tune into my next guest. All right? Don't go away. We got a lot more to get to. Even though I'm hangry, I'm with you, baby. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
But all right, inflation is on everybody's mind. We were told it was transitory. We were told it wasn't real. Now we're told it's better. It's all better. But I just simply don't believe it. And I know that because I do the shopping in my family. So I definitely don't believe it because I see the receipts and I have the receipts. Well, so does the Heritage Foundation. They've got receipts. And joining me now, Parker Shepard, director for the Heritage Foundation Center for Data Analysis. Parker, thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Rich, thanks for having me on.
So you guys have unveiled a new inflation calculator to measure the impact of the Biden-Harris record inflation on Americans' finances. And this is great. I'm no math guy, so I need all the help I can get. So thank you for doing this for us.
And that's exactly what we're here for. We know that there are a lot of Americans that are out there that are doing the day-to-day shopping just like you, and they have the receipts, but it's a lot of work to track those receipts and calculate the price changes and add up the total costs. And the government will try to do it for them, but the government's headline inflation numbers are going to be based off of average spending. And so what we do is we have a personal inflation calculator that lets anybody go online, put in your household budget, track how much you spend on what, and it'll add up the total change in the cost of living over time. And you can see just how many dollars more you have to spend every month keep the same standard of living.
Yeah, so that's a great point, right? Because, I mean, most people I know have not gotten a big raise in the last 4 years, or if they've gotten a raise at all. But we've all lost money. I mean, we've all lost money because of everything that's increases. And I'm reading this, and it says that it's 21.1% increase in average prices over the past 4 years. But it's actually higher than that when you really factor it all in. So how did you guys do this? What's the process to come up with all the data?
Look, so the process breaks down each of the individual components within the consumer price index. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics will track all of these prices. They have several series. They calculate an index by averaging it up based off of what the average household spends, but no household is exactly the average. So we let you say, if you are spending more on groceries or you're spending, say, more on gasoline, if you have to drive a lot, you can put that into your budget. We have different budget categories that are based off of each of these individual components. And then we also let you tailor the results based on location. So you don't have to use just the national average prices. You can get results for the Northeast. You can get results for the Mid-Atlantic. You can get results down to the Philadelphia metro area and use the specific prices that are exactly what you're paying at the store.
You know, that's a good point, too, because we live, I mean, right here in Philadelphia, this whole region, it's pretty expensive. It's probably one of the most expensive regions of the country, mm-hmm. Is it not?
It is. It's one of them. I live in the Washington area, and it's also right up there. I feel that pain.
Yeah, and I don't know. Sometimes I think about I have dreams of just packing it up and moving to the Midwest somewhere and just starting over. But I'm sure that they're feeling the pinch, too. I guess it's commensurate with wages or something. I'm not exactly 100% sure on that point. But I just know that it seems like in this particular part of the country, we also get whacked with things like toll increases and high gas prices. And we're also getting whacked, it seems, every single day with just more fees, more government, too. Does this calculator factor all that in? And if not, how can we factor that whole area of life into things?
I mean, no, we calculate different results based on different areas. So if you're in an area where there are a lot of fees or tolls, or say housing is hard to come by, so house prices and rents are pretty expensive, then that is reflected if you're using the localized results.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a key thing to keep track of whenever you get tempted to just move out to the countryside. It's balancing wages and prices. And that's the big thing that a lot of people who are tracking their household finances over the past couple of years is go, yes, wages may have been going up, but there's a question as to whether the wage increases have been matching the price increases. So if you haven't gotten a 20% raise or so over the past 4 years, you're just treading water. You can be making more money, but that doesn't necessarily mean that your standard of living is rising. You're trying to go faster and faster just to stay in the same place.
All right, let's have some fun with this calculator too. And the best way to go there is go to myinflation.com, myinflation.com, and you'll have your personal inflation calculator.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is great. This is really, really helpful. Understanding your true inflation tax. Why is everything so expensive? So number one, you choose the standard version for quick results or the detailed version for more precise results. Select your region, subregion, or metro area from the drop-down menu. Enter your current monthly expenditures in each category, or you can pick from pre-selected expenditure profiles for quick results. And then you have a reference year and month to compare to the present. So I can do all this, Parker Shepard, and then I can compare it to where I was in, say, January of 2021?
Absolutely. Here, I've got the calculator right up on my computer. I can pull out. So let me say I want results for the Philadelphia area. Let me say use a budget for a U.S. family of four and go back and pick January 21 as a point of comparison. And that family is paying $1,402 more every month just to get the same goods and services.
Say that one more time.
They say a family of four in the Philadelphia area that is spending what an average family of four spends is paying $1,402 more every month, 12 months per year, just to get the same goods and services that they were getting in the beginning of 2021.
Come on, that can't be right. That's insane. Where does some, all right, so unless you got a raise of $12,000 a year-ish, because again, I'm no math guy, where do you get that money from? Where does that come from? The sky?
Well, the government keeps printing up a lot more of it. Part of the reason that inflation is so bad is because the government spent all of this money on the COVID, on pandemic spending, and they made no effort to pay for it by cutting back on spending elsewhere. There's a limit to how much they can get out of tax increases. Further tax increases.
Oh, Parker, listen, I understand. I get all
exactly.
That. But I'm saying, where do I find the extra $1,000 a month? Where does the family find the extra $1,000 a month to make up for this? Because the government may be printing money, but they're not sending it to my house to offset this. So unless I've got a raise, how are Americans getting by with this added expenses?
Yeah, I mean, for a while, the economy was doing okay. It was pretty good when there was a very competitive labor market. And we saw some wages going up, but right now it looks like we've turned the corner. Unemployment is increasing. And it's hard to come by because we've had, there was a period where all of that money was getting sloshed around and people had no particular way to go spend it. So there was a big, heavy excess savings. We burned through that savings and now we're really starting to feel, sort of the pinch and that turn. And a possibility of recession coming in the next few months.
What do you make of the Fed's interest rate cuts yesterday, Parker Shepard, in when we're talking about this inflation? And I know Joe Biden's doing a victory lap over all this and saying it's working, it's working. A lot of people were surprised that it was 50 basis points, the inflation cut yesterday. What's your sense of all that?
So I would have liked to see something more on the 25, something that was a little bit smaller, that was a little cautious, just because even though the headline numbers are down, some of those decreases are concentrated in like a handful of goods. But if you look at rent increases, rents are still going up 5%. Car insurance is going up 15%. And a lot of those changes are baked into things that have happened over the past couple of years and are likely to still be high for some time to come. So I think that there's a good chance that there's a medium-term trend in inflation that's more sustainable. So I think a cut is fine. If you look at, there's a good rule of thumb called the Taylor rule, and it says that interest rates should be a little bit lower. So I think coming down isn't necessarily bad, but I would be cautious. I would not say that we've had victory over inflation yet.
No, I don't think so. And the question then is a 50 basis point rate cut going to do anything to really stop a pending recession, Parker Shepard?
Oh, well, it's going to add a little bit more juice. It's going to add a little bit more activity to the markets that are kind of flagging. I think the big concern is a little bit less of economic activity, but the housing market is a major one where a lot of people are looking to buy houses and finding that they're priced out of any kind of reasonable mortgage payment for people who are trying to buy their first starter homes. The market is basically frozen up because the Fed has been going herky jerky with the rates. They were very low in the pandemic, all the way at zero, and then they waited and they raised them very quickly, held them high. And so I'd be concerned about a sharp drop continuing that herky-jerky pattern of having very heavy government influence in the economy. I think they should be a little more concerned and be slow but on top of the changes to slowly bring rates down.
Parker Shepard is with me. It's great to have him on the show today. We're talking about the inflation calculator that the Heritage Foundation has rolled out here. Go to myinflation.com. This is a really, really great tool for you to be able to figure out just how expensive things have become. And Parker Shepard is the director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation. Two thoughts on what you just said. Number one, the housing market. So we bought a new home about a year ago, and it was more than we wanted to spend, but there was no inventory, none whatsoever. And as soon as a house goes on the market, there's all these competing cash offers for it way above asking price. It's insane. But for a lot of people, they need to move for various reasons, work, or in our case, we had a third baby, a bio baby surprise. So we had two kids, and then all of a sudden, you know, we have a third. And then so that brings me to my second point, which is my only beef with this calculator is that when you go to the version and input your monthly expenses, it's very helpful. You can put in example monthly budgets, U.S. average, U.S. urban professional, U.S. suburban family of four. Do you know how hard it is to be a family of five these days? The world is not meant for a family of five, Parker Shepard. And I know this is not your problem. I'm just venting right now. But you need two hotel rooms. It's very difficult. You need a bigger car. A family of five is not easy. But certainly, that's another mouth you got to feed. And so that's my only gripe with this whole inflation calculator. Otherwise, it's an outstanding job here.
Well, thank you. I think, you hit the nail right on the head that there's a lot of it about the built environment that makes it difficult to get to go through life as a larger family. I'm with you. I think it's great to have larger families. We were just picking one as an example. So suburban family of four is a pre-filled example, but hey, it's very easy to go follow up, add your own numbers and say, hey, this is what I'm spending for a family of five.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's great. It's really helpful. I think this is exactly what we need to make it personal to people so they understand this. Myinflation.com. And last question I have for you, Parker, is what would you suggest is the best way that somebody can use this for their own life. The first thing I immediately thought of was for asking for a raise, but obviously also to figure out just how this current administration is working for you and your family. Are there other ways that we can put this personal inflation calculator to work for us?
Yeah, I think the big way that you can use this is a realization. Inflation will sneak up on you over time because prices chip away, but they grow exponentially because those changes multiply over time. So a lot of people are really shocked and surprised when they do the math and they find out everything that's changed. Yeah, if you get that final number and you go back and you want to ask for a raise, you can say, hey, this is just enough. This is what I need to keep the same standard of living. But the big thing is also to say, reach out to your local representatives and say in government and let them know that this is effectively a tax, that when they spend money and they don't want to pay for it through direct taxes, the bill comes back to households in the form of higher prices and devalued dollars.
Well said. Parker Shepard, thank you so much for joining us here today in Philadelphia. Myinflation.com. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rich.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.